local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hey, welcome to Friday. Welcome to the weekend. Of course, you may have already been in the weekend for a couple of days, but nonetheless, it is Friday, and glad to have Saturday and Sunday before another full work week begins. But thanks so much for tuning in and spending some time with us here on a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now. Coming up at 5:35, our weekly check-in with Channel 3 reporter and anchor Tanner Stewart. And, of course, all of today's top headlines and getting you caught up to speed on everything happening in your world today. Text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 2626-111. Starting today with our top three stories, President Biden on the campaign trail in Wisconsin, making his stance very clear on whether he or will not remain in the race.
But ever since then, there's been a lot of speculation. What's Joe going to do? Is he going to stay in the race? Is he going to drop out? What's he going to do? Well, here's my answer. I am running and going to win again.
And tonight, he's got his ABC News sit-down interview, what some are calling the most important interview of his life. I'm not ready to go that far.
Neither am I.
It does air at 7 o'clock if you are so inclined to check it out. Tropical storm Beryl thrashing Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as it moves closer towards southern Texas.
This storm began Monday. It has devastated several islands in the Caribbean. This is a determined storm.
Storm right now bringing winds clocked at 70 miles an hour, damaging waves and dangerous storm surge. It's killed nearly a dozen people so far. It's expected to weaken further before gaining strength when it moves over the southwestern Gulf towards southern Texas Sunday night into Monday morning. Also, in the Thompson Fire in Northern California, some containment is being made with fire crews still working about 10% containment so far. Wednesday, Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency there. 8 firefighters have been injured thus far, at least 4 structures destroyed as well. Let's look at our top three stories. Yeah, texture. Confirming that again. It is not a live interview. It's pre-recorded. So
that's huge.
It is. No, absolutely. Because when was it pre-recorded? What's edited out? What's not? You know, I don't know. Maybe I don't know if it's David Muir who's doing it or
it's George Stephanopoulos.
Oh, okay.
Which is gonna bring all the more question into the integrity of it as far as okay, how much of it are we seeing is like raw, like uninterrupted, you know, like stuff like that. It's
is this interview 9:30 in the morning? Is it after 8 o'clock at night?
As you said, time of day is important.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Saying that it's important.
Yeah,
that's
so I don't
saying.
Know if George Stephanopoulos will he do a monologue or soliloquy before the interview just to say, hey, here's when it was recorded. It is in complete entirety, or we edited out all of the uhs and all that stuff. So
yeah,
we'll see. 5:15 here at News Radio Pensacola. Local headlines after traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it's basically a bit more of what we saw yesterday and what we've seen so far this evening. Just some beach traffic. If you are traveling on the bridge trying to get onto Pensacola Beach or trying to get off of Pensacola Beach, we've got some pretty heavy congestion going both ways there. And while it's not as severe, we're seeing similar backups going both ways on Navarre Beach as well. Outside of those couple of areas, though, there doesn't appear to be too much just going to hold you up.
Hot, humid weather continues right on into the weekend, but we do have a pretty good chance showers and thunderstorms are going to be popping up both on Saturday and Sunday. That rain chance is about 70%. High temps will be in the upper 80s to low 90s, but it'll feel hotter with the humidity. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 5:15 here at News Radio Pensacola. Scambia deputies say there was a drug deal that went very south earlier this week, led to the death of a man. It happened Monday on Swallowtail Lane. Investigators say 26-year-old DeAndre English was fatally shot while trying to rob the drug dealer. Two accomplices are charged in his death, 24-year-old Demetrius Caesar and 22-year-old Malaya Gordon. Sheriff Simmons tells Channel 3 that the drug dealer himself, 20-year-old Isaac Mitchell, is not being charged in connection to the shooting. However, drug-related charges are still pending. Also, a sad update in Baldwin County. Sheriff's Office says a 17-year-old who was reported missing after going swimming in the Palmetto Creek in Perdido Beach area has been found dead. The Sheriff's Office says they're continuing to investigate to determine the circumstances surrounding his death. A rally tomorrow for Congressman Matt Gaetz. He'll be in the area in Milton at Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoors. It'll start at around 2:30 with doors opening at 2, and he will be joined by Kyle Rittenhouse. The event is dubbed Make America Free Again. The rally is free and open to the public. So that's if you're so inclined, there's all the details, and we've shared a link to that Eventbrite information on our News Radio Facebook page. One of the complaints commonly heard in our area about health care for military and retired military is long waits to get a doctor. The commanding officer of Naval Hospital Pensacola, Captain Scott Kuhn, talked to our Andrew McKay this morning, said, yes, there is a doctor shortage not only in the VA world, but also in the civilian world. But he says there's something else contributing to that.
If you schedule an appointment, please come, or please let us know you can't come so we can make that available to somebody else. Right now, our no-show rate's closer to 16%, you know, out of 100. That's 16 people.
That's a full doctor's worth that people are taking out of commission every week because they're not showing.
Exactly.
He joined the Pensacola Morning News today to talk about that. 5:18, we'll take a break on that note, taking a look at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Don't forget who the real enemy is. He is described in 1 Peter 5:8, where the Bible says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is the diabolical one. He is as a roaring lion who is prowling around the neighborhood, seeking whom he may devour spiritually. Inside a home, a brother and sister or a husband and a wife may be arguing, maybe slamming doors and yelling, but the moment that they recognize that there's a prowler outside the house, the petty differences and the argument disappear, and the family unites as one to protect their home. So it is God's call on his children to be sober and vigilant and resist the real enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South Pro.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the ongoing challenges surrounding the Biden presidential reelection campaign. Also talked about the Medal of Honor that was given out this week posthumously for a daring Civil War era raid on Southern locomotives and rail track demolition. Continued our series of Meet Your Tenant Command, speaking with the commanding officer of the Naval Hospital Pensacola, something that maybe people didn't understand what it was, what they do, or that it's been around for so long. You can listen to all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the supernova scene.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Let's see. I don't know why I did the intro.
I don't know either.
I'm so used to like just saying, yeah, listen, about 525 here.
We've had a bit of a different last couple of weeks with me being out and then you taking the lead earlier this week. So
right.
I understand that. But,
but that's the thing. I looked up at the time and I was so eager to say
you were
just about
I was ready to do traffic on the ones, baby. That's what we were about to do there.
All right.
Well, we got Tanner coming up at 5:35, so we'll get our state and national headlines and probably a little bit of sports out of the way as well. Hillsborough County Sheriff Deputy hospitalized with serious injuries after a driver rammed him during a traffic stop. Happened just after midnight in the Tampa area when police say Deputy Kalen Hall tried to pull over a black BMW, but the driver sped off. When Hall got out of his patrol car after a second stop, the driver rammed him before driving off. That's what we call a bad night. Mm-hmm. Police say the suspect's vehicle was found abandoned and detectives have identified the owner. Last check, Hall was in stable condition awaiting surgery on a broken leg. So thankfully, he looks like he'll be okay.
Yes, and Florida transportation officials are trying to prevent additional travel woes that are typical around Independence Day holiday. FDOT says it has suspended all active construction projects across the state to make sure traffic keeps moving. The agency posted on X earlier today to also remind drivers that its road rangers will continue to provide no-cost roadway assistance. Crews are able to help with a variety of tasks, including changing a flat tire to providing emergency fuel. People can dial *347 for help.
The state is working on the criteria for its new swimming lesson voucher program. The initiative will provide free lessons to those in need. The State Department of Health says it's working to develop rules for eligibility. As of right now, the requirements to join are to be a child younger than four with families who make 200% of the federal poverty level or less. The program, which has $500,000 in state funding, was supposed to begin on Monday.
And two men are now facing charges in connection to a quadruple shooting at a strip club near Tampa police, or near Tampa. Police say, there was a missing period there. Police say a fight broke out between the suspects and a security guard at the Pink Pussycat Lounge before it escalated in the parking lot. The suspects are accused of driving a car to the entrance of the business and opening fire. The security guard is in critical condition, while three other men who were hurt during the shootout are expected to make full recoveries. Very fortunate news there. Just about 5:25 now we're within some striking range of traffic and weather. Let's see what we got here. We did have some backups if you were traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Highway 98, but those seemed to die down a little while ago. It appears to still be the case now. But, man, Pensacola Beach traffic has not relented whatsoever. If you are trying to get onto the bridge, getting off of the beach, or coming from the bridge to get onto the beach, we've got very heavy congestion going both ways there. And maybe some minor backups if you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach, but that's not nearly as severe. So outside of Pensacola Beach, there doesn't appear to be too much on the roads that's going to give you much trouble.
All right, very good. Looking at our forecast.
Hot, humid weather continues right on into the weekend, but we do have a pretty good chance showers and thunderstorms are going to be popping up both on Saturday and Sunday. That rain chance is about 70%. High temps will be in the upper 80s to low 90s, but it'll feel hotter with the humidity. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking at our national news, one person died and eight were hurt after a drive-by mass shooting on the 4th of July in Philly.
And it's sad how you can't even park your car on the street near your house just safely at night because people's cars have bullet holes and glass broken.
Police say a gunman fired out of the passenger side of a moving SUV. Gunshot victims, all teens, are in their early 20s. No arrests have been made, but police say they are looking into a lead.
And we've heard of, you know, these shark attacks that are going on, some locally, but also just some nationwide. There just seems to be some issues with along the coasts with some of these shark spikes going on. Well, we've now got multiple attacks disrupting a July 4th celebration at South Padre Island in Texas. Local officials say that in roughly a two-hour period, four separate attacks were reported.
I've been in marine science since the 1960s and dealt with sharks the whole time. And I've never heard of anything like this.
One person was taken to a local hospital for a serious bite, and the belief is that one single shark was responsible for each of the incidents.
Some of the photos going around social media, very disturbing of the injuries.
Joe shared with us a little bit what the injuries entailed last hour. Don't go looking it up, I guess, is the takeaway from it. Yeah. This is really weird. You said that some experts were theorizing maybe it was some of the storm.
I don't know if it was just experts or if it was just people. People like you and I. But
just average folks, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, with the...
it's a fair thought.
It is, where the sharks, whatever their natural patterns or just whatever, it's been maybe... thrown off with the early hurricane season and, of course, barrel moving through. So perhaps the sharks are testier and more feisty because they're just not where they might be normally.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's interesting, though. Talking about President Biden again, an heiress of Disney says she'll stop donating to Democrats unless the president is replaced on the ticket. That's Abigail Disney. Says she intends to stop any contributions to the party until Biden drops out, but she means no disrespect. Disney says Biden is a good man and served the country admirably, but the stakes for the election are too high.
But the thing is, the more people talk about it, also the worse it looks. The more Democrats, talk about it, the worse it looks for the whole Biden situation.
Yeah, I mean,
listen,
money talks, and money makes the world go round. So if the coffers dry up in the coming days, weeks, and over the next couple of months, well, that's going to,
bottom line is, as you said, we'll just have to wait and see, but it's not looking good right now. The optics on the Democratic Party, as far as this whole Biden situation, in my opinion, couldn't be poorer. Several people have been treated for injuries after fireworks misfired into a crowd in Utah yesterday. It happened during the Stadium of Fire event at Lavelle Edwards Stadium in Provo, which was put on hold, while first responders worked the scene and treated victims. Multiple people were taken to the hospital, though there's no word on the severity of their injuries, and what caused the accident remains unclear. Event organizers say that the fireworks were checked and rechecked before the show.
Also in New York City, three people dead and at least six others were seriously hurt after a pickup truck drove into a crowd in New York City.
There were people who were there at the scene who grabbed the driver, removed the driver, and made sure the driver didn't leave until first responders made it to the scene.
Police say the truck sped through an intersection in Manhattan, drove up into the sidewalk and into a park. Two women and one man died at the scene. Unidentified driver taken into custody. Quickly here, Austin, with the minute that we've got left here, scoreboard update.
Well, let's see. Right now, as far as the MLB it goes, that's not going to start until hour three. We've got Marlins and White Sox at 6:10, followed by Braves versus Phillies at 6:20. You can catch that game on Apple TV Plus. And then it'll be Rays at Rangers at 7:05. Also got a doubleheader in the WNBA on ION, the Atlanta Dream at Dallas Wings at 6:30, followed by the Las Vegas Aces at LA Sparks at 9:00. And then we've got a big day for Euro 2024. The quarterfinal game, Spain beat Germany 2-1, and a thriller there. Also, we had France knocking off Portugal Louisville 5-3 on penalties. And then with Wimbledon on the men's side, 3-seed Carlos Alcaraz defeated 29-seed American Francis Tiafoe in 5 sets. American 12-seed Tommy Paul won in straight sets today, and the rest of 14-seed American Ben Shelton's match has been delayed until tomorrow due to rainy conditions. Meanwhile, on the women's side, 2-seed American Coco Gauff won in straight sets, same as fellow American Madison Keys, as they both head on to the fourth round. I said American a lot, so as you know, very patriotic. Got a heavy American representation there. 5:30 Fox News break coming up. When we return, Tanner Stewart for our Friday sit-down. How about that?
I'm John Saucier. President Biden rallying his supporters in the swing state of Wisconsin today as he tries to tamp down discussions of him dropping out. The president dismissing concerns about his age and talked about instead his policy record.
I keep seeing all those stories about I'm being too old. Let me say something. I was too old. I wasn't too old to create over 15 million new jobs.
Well, the president did meet with Democratic governors earlier this week to garner support for his reelection bid. Some congressional Democrats raising questions, though, about his ability to serve based on his performance in last week's CNN debate. Hurricane Beryl traveling through the Gulf of Mexico. Texans are beginning to prepare for landfall. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Everyone along the coast should be paying attention to this storm. We pray and we hope for nothing more than a rain event.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Blockbuster weight loss drugs such as Wegovy and Ozempic may be associated with a rare eye condition, according to a new study released Wednesday. A Novo Nordisk spokesperson says there were key methodical limitations to that study, one analyst describing the results as hardly a game changer, adding that a worst-case scenario would likely result in a further update to the drug's label. Jeff Bezos is disclosing a plan to unload 25 million additional shares of Amazon.com worth $5 billion after the stock hit a record high Tuesday. Bezos sold shares worth about $8.5 billion over 9 trading days back in February. Bloomberg Billionaires Index says the additional sales would bring his total sales this year to roughly $13.5 billion. U.S. stocks finished today's session higher. The NASDAQ Composite set a record for the fourth day in a row this week, up 164 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Linnell Willingham with a Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. July 5th, 2024. 17 days from now, all 32 teams in the NFL will have reported for training camp, including the rookie quarterbacks, or maybe not all of them. Rookie Caleb Williams still has yet to sign his rookie contract with the Chicago Bears. No reason to panic, though, right? I'm Linnell Willingham.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Sounds like you heard about a July 4th sale. It's a great chance to red, white, and do that job you've been putting off. Like an oil change with full synthetic motor oil. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $34.99. Save on oil, wash and wax, and more this weekend at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Around here at Wrangler, we are all excited for spring. The longer days, the warmer nights. When you've got your pick of shorts and jeans, either works just fine. Blue skies, open roads. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back?
back. If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PATH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PATH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PATH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go mock speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the flight deck store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Tanner. T-A-N-N-E-R. T-A-N-N-E-R. Tanner.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we're looking at here. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads outside of the typical issues we've already had on the beaches. If you're trying to get onto Pensacola Beach or get off of Pensacola Beach, we've got very heavy congestion going both ways there. And the same could be said for Navarre Parkway, though it doesn't seem nearly as severe. Outside of the two beaches, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on.
Hot, humid weather continues right on into the weekend, but we do have a pretty good chance showers and thunderstorms are going to be popping up both on Saturday and Sunday. That rain chance is about 70%. High temps will be in the upper 80s to low 90s, but it'll feel hotter with the humidity. Hope you have a great weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 5:37 here at News Radio Pensacola. And the bumper music there, very clear as we bring on Tanner Stewart joining the program here. We were off last Friday. I took the week off, Tanner, spent some time in the Atlanta area, but I am back here. And while I was gone, first of all, my apologies. Forgive my manners or lack thereof. How are you on this Friday?
Hey, Joe, I'm doing well. Happy Friday. We're past the 4th of July. Moving on to the second half of the year. How's everything going on today at News Radio?
Pretty good, I would say. It's a holiday week, and the Thursday 4th, I think it's just we're just in the middle of two or three consecutive Fridays. It's just kind of the way it feels. But I hope you had a good 4th. Did you get to check out any of the fireworks last night?
Oh, I did. We had a hard time escaping them there. Not like we wanted to or had a choice to. They were everywhere, and it was awesome. I have to say it's not so awesome with a two-year-old, or at least she didn't enjoy it so much. We tried, and we prepped all week, okay? We watched YouTube fireworks and absolutely loved them. I think I enjoyed them myself, but then when it came yesterday, the little girl, she just wasn't ready for it, Joe. So, hey, we got a long ways to go, maybe next year, but it was an awesome 4th.
That's interesting because my 16-month-old did not mind them last night.
I guess it's just a case-by-case basis, we tried. I tried my best. I mean, I was dragging her out of the house like a hound dog, and she wasn't she wasn't doing it. She burrowed her head there in my chest, and just he said, no, that's enough. I don't want anything to do with it. So I gave in and said, well, just, we'll have a popsicle.
Yeah, yeah. And the other thing that I told Austin earlier this week was this is the first now, of course, my Miho was, of course, alive last July 4th, but this is the first year that I've cared about neighbors shooting off fireworks after, say, 7:30 in the evening. So that was new for me this year. But we'll talk a little bit more about our new house because I've got a couple of updates to share with you both. I actually haven't told Austin yet either about the latest wildlife adventure that we are on.
Oh, really?
So, yes, we'll talk about that.
If it's anything like the first one, it's not much of an adventure.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wise ass. Okay. Tanner, I want to go back to last week because I was gone, but one of the more wilder stories that happened in our area that I can recall in some time. We've had, concerning rash of drive-by shootings over these last couple of months. A tragic story with a 70-year-old woman dying from her injuries that were sustained a week ago Monday. But the aftermath of that shooting and obviously the investigations, you know, trying to figure out, I'm sure we've got both the sheriff's office, Pensacola police, investigating a lot of these shootings. But there has been... just a really serious problem with these over the last 2 or 3 months.
It seems like it, Joe. And I don't know even if law enforcement can attribute that to anything. And, I'm sure there is data out there that to show the increase. But as far as a reason why, I don't know. It is concerning, though. You hate to see it. I can tell you firsthand as a reporter, I hate to cover those kinds of things. You don't want to see those things in the community. And it has happened before. I mean, it's inevitable. It's going to happen in a growing town. As to why, it's unknown. But you're right. There has been quite a few lately. And the most recent, it's tragic. We heard from the family yesterday of Myra Hayes, and it's just it's devastating. I mean, she was described as the glue that held their family together. And to think that just an innocent bystander, a leader of her family, was taken like that, it's senseless, and I think you hear that time and time again from our sheriff's office and from PPD and surrounding agencies. It's senseless. There's no rhyme or reason for it, and you can only hope that it comes to a stop soon. And I think one thing we hear a lot, whether it's from education leaders or law enforcement leaders or just community advocates in general, is that the family plays such a huge role in the continuance of this crime or lack thereof. And it starts at home. And when that will really start to, no pun intended, but hit home. I don't know, Joe, but hopefully we end this year on a good note.
Talking with Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor. Tanner, last week we did not get to react together to the presidential debate, the first of two. And it is still the main thing that a lot of people are talking about. I know that, I don't know if it was you or another reporter, there was a kind of a local angle, just a local reaction there. Austin and I, 2 days ago, we took an unscientific poll asking listeners, did they think that President Biden would still be in the race by the time the Democratic National Convention came around in about 6 weeks' time? We've got the ABC interview that's obviously going to be airing on your station coming up at 7 o'clock. Your thoughts, and what do you have any juicy predictions for where you see this headed?
First of all, I'm anxious to see this interview tonight. I think a lot of the country wants to see it, whether it's to double down on what you already think or give you insight into maybe what, I don't know. A lot of people think the debate didn't go well for the president. I think that much is clear as far as how it's been reported in the media, what you've heard around town. So, I say I'm excited to see this interview. I want to see not exactly what kind of shape the president is in, but what his message is regarding that debate and moving forward. We all want to see what kind of mental state, physical state is our president in? It's important. It always is important. And as far as the prediction goes, no, I'm going to let that play out because I think I have some speculation. I can't do it.
Will the president be in the race this time next week? Yes or no?
The prediction, I'll say this. I think it's all still on the table. Will the current president run for re-election? If I had to guess, based off of where we stand today, yeah, I'm going to say yeah. I think we've heard a lot of reporting on, again, speculation on what we think could happen there in the White House, but we have heard none of that from the president as far as dropping out of this race or leaving this race. So if I had to make a prediction, I'm going to say the two main opponents that you have right now will be there in November. What will happen after that, we gotta wait and see, my friend.
Yeah. 5:45, we'll get more with Tanner coming up right after traffic and weather.
All righty. Thank you very much, Joe. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it's still just some backups on the beach. If you're trying to get on to Pensacola Beach, the majority of the bridge is taken up. If you're trying to get off of the beach, that congestion has not lessened at all. On Navarre Parkway, or rather Navarre Beach, if you're trying to get onto the bridge and head towards the parkway, there's not a lot of congestion there. But if you're trying to get onto Navarre Beach, we've got some very heavy backups in that area also. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be much going on.
The weekend weather forecast does call for a pretty high rain chance at about 70%. It's not all day rain, but showers and thunderstorms will be popping up around the area both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures will still be up there in the upper 80s to low 90s, and with the humidity, of course, it will feel hotter. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 5:46 here at News Radio Pensacola. Tanner, last week was Dan Shugart's last anchoring for Channel 3. Was about, what, 40-something odd years. Have you updated your resume and submitted your application to move over from news to the sports side and grow out the mustache a bit?
I'll grow out the mustache if they give me approval tomorrow. First things first with that. Now, let me tell you a backstory before I get back to the more important topic, that is Dan Shugart. I tried to grow a mustache. I had a little 2 o'clock shadow over a weekend shift that I was covering one time.
I remember.
And I got a call quickly. Yeah, the mustache had to go. And I've always lobbied for it, for No Shave November. I've yet to succeed in that, but I'm holding out. One day I'll get to grow it out. With all that said, no one can replace the great Dan Shugart. You never know. You never know, Joe. I've covered some sports in my day. I love sports. I'm up for anything. And that goes for news, too. I'll cover everything. But as far as the sports world goes, you have to wait and see. I can't reveal everything.
Yeah, well, I know that there is a huge void, not just that Dan is no longer there, but also none of the on-air people have a mustache now.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, let me see what I can do. I think if enough people gang together, we can get this done and bring back the mustache to TV news.
I think you try to go completely off air assignments for the next week, and then you debut it out at the beach with your Blue Angel hat next Friday.
Yeah, I think with the hat and the stash, yes. You know, if I could shed about 30 pounds in the next week, I don't think anyone would even know it was me. It would kind of maybe come off as a
Goose.
Navy pilot. So I could disguise
get the aviators on there. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Tanner, the other big story that Austin and I have been very excited about this week, and I know you are as well, is EA Sports keeps just teasing us. Over the last week or over the last few weeks and months here, just with these videos and we had like the gameplay teaser. We've had like different lists of top 10 teams, top 10 stadiums, offenses, defenses. And we had the favorite our favorite mode, the Dynasty Deep Dive this week. Have you checked that out?
I think the Dynasty video that just came out is
easily the best one. The other ones before then, right, it just kind of gave you the idea of what the game's going to be like. And I could care less. I don't want to watch other people play. I want the controller in my hands. I want to take control of my own dynasty. You know, I had that game starting from about NCAA 06.
Yeah.
We had it all the way back from 03. But from 06 all the way till the end of 14, or I guess would have been actually 13.
Right.
I went to Walmart on the first day of the release every year. And through high school, I went with my high school coach who bought his own copy. And we would go every day on that first day of the release, and I would play the Dynasty. Never even had Xbox Live. And I would play that for hours on end, just like millions of others. I'm excited, Joe. I have to reveal, though, that I have to go this weekend to get this pre-order.
Yes.
Because I've yet to, and I've been hounded by countless people to go ahead and get it done. Whoa, I'm excited. I'm Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders. We're coming for you. We're ready, Joe.
Yeah, and I think it's
That's
fascinating. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's going to be interesting because everything that I've seen about the recruiting and everything that I've read, I've been reading a ton about the Dynasty. Everything that I can find, I'm reading. I think you're going to be a bit saddened to know and understand that when in the game, they've, I believe, made it a lot more challenging for you to turn one-star Middle Tennessee State into a five-star powerhouse. So you're going to – a lot of blood, sweat, and tears are going to be coming your way this month. And, oh, by the way, your twins are also coming this month as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to get them prepped and ready early on. They'll get the idea. They're going to be helping me. They'll be my assistant coaches early on.
Yeah.
Look, we're making pregame speeches already. I'm practicing the Gatorade bath, all of that stuff. And you know, I think even if you're not into this game, go check it out. Go to YouTube or wherever you watch videos and watch the trailer or any kind of graphic, because it really is amazing. And again, if you're not interested in this game, if you didn't play it, if you're not even familiar with it, go look at the graphics, look at the effects, the similarity to real life. Because remember a decade ago, I mean 20 years ago even when the game was out, every year, the graphics were outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Go compare those to today. it'll blow you away. And I may sound foolish to some, but I know there's a lot of grown men out there that understand exactly what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
So bring it on.
Absolutely. All right, Tanner, we'll let you go on that. We will check in with you next week, I would imagine, out at Pensacola Beach with your beautiful Blue Angel hat, hopefully a beautiful mustache as well.
Count on it, Joe. I'm planning on it. We'll be there in some sort of fashion and looking forward to catching up with you. Joe Austin, you guys have a good weekend.
All right, you as well. Tanner Stewart, again, a good friend joining us here each Friday. We'll take a break there quickly. 552 at News Radio Pensacola.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heave up, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heaving to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 5:55 on the dot, literal second. Look at that. All right. Just in time for our last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at the roads here, once again, not a lot going on. As I've said in our last several traffic breaks here, just on Pensacola Beach, if you're trying to come on the bridge to get onto the beach, it's heavily backed up. If you're trying to get onto the bridge, getting off of the beach, heavily backed up. As for Navarre, we've got some minor congestion, especially if you are traveling, coming from Navarre Parkway over the bridge to get onto Navarre Beach. But outside of those few spots, though, there's not much going on.
The weekend weather forecast does call for a pretty high rain chance at about 70%. It's not all day rain, but showers and thunderstorms will be popping up around the area both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures will still be up there in the upper 80s to low 90s, and with the humidity, of course, it will feel hotter. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 5:55, sitting at 88 degrees with a few clouds. Obviously, a much greater chance of rain and thunderstorms over the weekend, so prepare yourself accordingly for that. Quick rundown here. The June jobs report looks slightly better than expected. Labor Department's out today showing the economy added 206,000 new jobs last month. Wall Street closed higher in the July 4th shortened week with the Dow Jones Industrial up 67 points to 39,375, S&P 500 adding 30 to 55,67, and the NASDAQ climbed 164 points to 18,352. Willie Nelson on the road again. Fans worried about the 91-year-old after he had to skip several dates in his Outlaw Music tour. On Thursday yesterday, he was back on stage at Camden, New Jersey's 4th of July picnic. So good to hear there.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Maybe Despicable Me 4 is on your agenda for the weekend. It's had a good run up here. $28 million Wednesday, projected to make $120 million over the 5-day holiday period and easily take the number one spot. Taking a look here at some wackier stories, University of Nebraska Regent is proposing a way for lifelong Cornhusker fans to carry their support into the afterlife. So Memorial Stadium eventually going to need renovations, and one regent, Barbara Weitz, is proposing that they build a columbarium under the football field where fans who have passed on can have their ashes inurned. The idea, though, may be dead on arrival. Weitz acknowledges that she made her pitch half-heartedly or lightheartedly, but didn't think any proposal should be dismissed out of hand given the financial shortfall that they're dealing with. She says that maybe the price for niches where cremation urns are stored could vary depending on where under the football field the ashes are, perhaps at the 50-yard line or in one of the end zones. Austin, your thoughts on that? Would you want your ashes to be buried underneath your favorite team's football stadium?
I think that would be kind of cool, assuming that my I don't plan on being cremated, but if it does save some money, because coffins are expensive, if it does save some money, then sure, why not? I will say the details of this can be ironed out a bit, but I do like this idea, especially for Nebraska fans, because they are famously loyal, yeah. Because that program's done them dirty for several years now. Some good news here. A man inspired to become a neurosurgeon because of the hit TV hospital drama Grey's Anatomy is now a medical consultant on the very show that convinced him to study medicine. Now 35, Stephen Burgeon first watched the show in high school and instantly became a regular viewer. When he was in the fourth year of his residency program at Duke University Hospital, an announcement was made through the hospital that the show's producers were recruiting medical consultants to work on season 19. As a longtime fan, he didn't wait around to apply for the position. Steven was selected to be a consultant, providing advice on script writing and guiding actors, and after a successful debut in 2022, the show kept him on to write for season 20 as well. Now in the sixth year of his residency program, Bergen is currently involved with brainstorming ideas for season 21. After even appearing as an extra on one episode. So good for him.
Very cool. Absolutely.
I will say, just carry this with you as we go into hour three, we forgot to hear about your animal adventure.
Oh,
We never got to talk about that with Tanner. That was weighing heavy on my mind, man. All right, just about 6 o'clock here. WEAR top of hour news coming up, followed by hour three of Pensacola right now.